The day began with the ringing of the peace bell, located just outside the UN Secretariat in New York. It was given to the United Nations by Japan in 1954, almost a decade after the atomic bomb attacks on the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Ban Ki-moon is the UN Secretary General.
This is a solemn occasion. We mark the International Day of Peace in a world torn apart by war. Even in stable democracies, people suffer from hate crimes and violence. Women are attacked just because of their gender. Poverty is another terrible injustice. Children are dying of malnutrition, even in this world with so much food.
The commemorations then moved indoors, where UN messengers of peace, such as conservationist Dr. Jane Goodall and jazz musician Herbie Hancock, addressed scores of students, including some beamed in via video conference from Lebanon. American actor Michael Douglas is the longest-serving UN messenger of peace. Like the organization, he too turned 70 this year.
And I hopefully believed that in my lifetime that we were going to eliminate nuclear weapons. And I'm still hoping so. But I do know now that I'm going to need the hope of all of you young people out there, because sometimes the road does not look so good.
Michael Douglas encouraged his young audience to become involved with the work of the United Nations. He said that with the internet and technology today, they could reach more people than any single world leader.
And the fact that you are here today is a reflection of your desires and your wills. And so I really, really encourage you, because the United Nations, there's no organization that's perfect, but I don't know anything that comes close to this organization and is as crucial internationally as it is now. So we deeply need all of your support.
Actor Michael Douglas speaking at the United Nations on Monday, the International Day of Peace. Deanne Penn, United Nations.